Hour two of the National Intel Report, folks. It's an open phone Friday on this fifth day of August 2005. In this hour, I'll get into the opinion polls of how Mr. Bush is handling the Iraq war. The national security letters threaten online speech. Get into that also. And a reminder to you folks out there that next Monday I'll have Greg Szymanski on. Greg Szymanski just did a front page article for the American Free Press this week. Cheney plan calls for U.S. to nuke Iran. We'll let Mr. Szymanski brief us on that and other subjects. And also on Tuesday, and I'm glad to have these guys because I'll tell you what, I'm in support of anybody that's doing good work. Loose Change, the DVD that's out on 9/11. Phil Jahan and also Dylan Avery will be with me on Tuesday. And also, William Rodriguez, he was on Alex's show, I think, last week. Bill Rodriguez will be with Greg Szymanski for about 10, 15 minutes on Monday. So tune in for that one. Tell your friends, folks. Phyllis in Ohio. Hello, Phyllis.
Hello, John. I just wanted to quickly check with you on a new book that a friend of mine has written. And if you don't have a copy, I'd like to send you a complimentary copy. Do you have one called Mistaken Identity?
No, I don't. Who's
by
who?
Pat Brooks?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you'd like, I'd be happy to send you one.
Please send me a copy.
You might like to have her on as a guest sometime.
And what's the content or the subject matter of book mentioned?
Much of what you cover, the political Zionist control of a lot of situations.
All right.
Very political. Do I send this to the 1015 South May Suite 100
Correct.
Address?
Yes, and attention me. Otherwise, somebody else will...
For your attention.
Yes.
Okay, be glad to do it.
All right. Well, thank you, Phyllis. I appreciate that very much. Betty in Ohio. Hello, Betty.
John,
yes.
I did buy a radio from you. I got the Sangene 818. It was $200.
And what do you think of it?
I hope you got the credit for it.
Well, what do you think of it?
Oh, yes, I like it. I'd be lost without it.
It's a nice radio.
I got my other ones at Radio Shack, you know, and I had them for a while. But then when I needed the new one, there was no place selling them practically.
Well, yeah, and they Radio Shack started picking up another brand of radio, and they dropped the Sangene line. That was a big mistake.
Yeah,
and the one thing I didn't like about Radio Shack, mm-hmm. when you walked in there, they'd try to sell you a contract, a service contract on a radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess the warranty would expire in 30 or 60 days or something. They'd
mm-hmm.
try to sell you a contract. Well, the radios we sell, there's a full one-year factory parts and labor guarantee on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's the same radio that Radio Shack used
mm-hmm.
to sell.
Okay, and I just want to mention, too, that after you're off, I do listen to... oh, gosh, now it's with my
Jack
mind.
McLean? Jack McLean?
My buddy, Steve Quayle.
Oh.
And he had a poll on last night that had a book called Armengate. And he said you have to read between the lines. But anyway, I'm not going to read it all. But he said it's going to come out this year. The government's going to disclose science and education. And now, you know, a lot of these people are talking about they want stem cells and cloning with dogs. Well, he said, this fellow made me sick. He said it's going to change the biblical attack on Christians.
Mm-hmm.
He said that what they're going to do, the secret work, it's going to be animal and human cloning. And it made me sick to hear that.
Huh.
Yeah.
You don't ever listen to Jack McLam at that same time at 99.85?
No,
I can't listen to Quayle, and I'll tell you why. He scares everybody during the week, and by Friday, the planet is going to end by the weekend. And come Monday, everything, we've made it through the weekend. Thank God.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stand listening to Steve Quayle.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. Well, pay attention. He scares the snot out of everybody.
I lost a lot of mine, you know, when they had the fellow from Florida and the other fellow on, another guy that was selling gold and silver, 5745, and the rest of all those, they don't have anybody on anymore.
Gotcha. Hey, hang on. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, hey, buddy. Tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. If you find subject matter at that time on your listening day that you don't find, palatable, or you've heard the information, why don't you flip over to the dial to 9985 and listen to Officer Jack McGlam?
Okay, now, yeah. 9985?
9985.
Oh, yeah, but what time?
Same time Quail's on.
Oh, really?
That's what I just said. If you find a subject matter that's not conducive to your listening attitude at that particular
day. Okay, well, Quail brought him on, but it was the fella that did the talking, Tom.
No, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Betty, thank you.
But still, that sounds terrible.
What does?
Mixing humans with animals.
Well, you know, people, look, the human beings, we've got a track record of doing just about anything and everything, unless we're guided by some sort of ethics and morality. And this is why I always say that God is the conscience of man.
Yes.
This is what these people want to do is get rid of God. That's why they're trying to desperately take them out of the public institution, school,
yeah,
and everything else in this country.
That's what we were talking about, too.
Yeah, and then we're our own kings, and we're our own little gods here, and we can make our own rules.
Oh, no, we're not God.
Oh, I can
yeah,
bet you
I
that.
See your point.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate it. Farmer in Texas. Hello, Farmer. Is that what you do for a living, or is that what your name is?
It is. That's what I do for a living.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know, glad you're back. Hope your recovery continues.
I'm wearing a winter shirt today, a long-sleeve heavy shirt today, and I'm leaning against a heating pad, and I do better when I'm heated up. But I am feeling much, much better. The one problem I had here for these last couple of weeks, I actually could have been on the air, except for one thing. Pain pills and doing radio do not mix.
Yes, sir.
And it just turned my brain into jelly. I've weaned myself off of the painkillers, and I'm starting to be reacquainted with myself. I didn't recognize myself for a while.
Sometimes too much of a heating pad can be detrimental. If you'll vary that with cold packs and heating pads, it'll help.
Well, the one thing that it's beneficial, and somebody even mentioned to me about the electromagnetic stuff, and I said, look, I said, what the heating pad does is it opens up the capillaries and allows blood to flow through those damaged muscles so it can carry off the bad stuff and do the healing process.
Yes.
Yeah, so I suggest that to people that have, people have had muscle problems, and everybody knows heat works. In the commercial markets, you got any kind of topical heat stuff out there. That you can apply, but there's nothing that can replace a heating pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I called about, I wanted to let you know that I appreciate many of your shows and your guests. A couple days ago, I just caught a little bit of your program. The only time I catch it's when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days ago, you had two guests on. I didn't catch their names. One was, I think, a Hispanic fellow.
Right.
And the other was obviously a white man.
Which, by the way, the booking agent tersely reminded me that I did not do a fair job on that show.
Well, I just caught a little bit of it, and maybe I misunderstood, and please correct me if I did not catch the whole picture, but I wanted to take issue with the very blatant racist statements that the one fellow made talking about the white race, and how great things were once the white race came over to this country and its progress, its responsibility for progress in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my point. Biblically, there is no basis for racism. If you believe that man came from Adam and Eve, you know, whatever color they were, whatever genetic material was in them, that's where it all came from. There's evolution and Darwinism certainly justifies and promotes racism as is clearly obvious from the writings of Darwin, but Scripture does not justify or talk about racism in any way, shape, or form.
And that's what the Spanish fellow was also. He wasn't as heavy on that, but racism is a big part of this, and that's unfortunate. You know, it wasn't until I get into this interview that I realized the one guest was acting more like a white supremacist than anything else. And I guess I made the booking agent rather mad because he sent me a terse email saying, well, I thought you were moderating a programming. You weren't allowing the guest to speak their mind or whatever. And I thought I did a pretty good job at that. But once I realized what I was in the middle of, had a white supremacist on one side and a Reconquista on the other, I had to jump in there.
Yes,
sir.
And
I wasn't going to let it go.
And I thought you did. I thought you, in light of the situation, I thought you handled things about as good as could be handled. But I didn't want to let the white guy's statements go unchallenged.
Sure.
I would submit that the success of Europeans when they came to this country, or any group of people for that matter, is directly correlated to their adherence to the Old and New Testament values,
right?
As they pertain to teaching in government, in law, in health, in education, economics. It was only whatever group applied them, success, however you want to measure it, it comes from those principles as they're applied into life.
Yeah, and if you think about it, where does ethics, and I've had people that are agnostics try to tell me that, well, the goodness is within man, you know, that there's no God. And I just look at them, and it's like, where do you think that morality and ethics come from? Your parents? Okay, if they got them, you got them from your parents. Where'd your parents get them? They got them from their parents. But where did all this originate from? You know, for somebody to try to stand there and explain to me that man is inherently good, I have seen too much evidence to the contrary.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. What they would say is that, well, there's various different answers that they'll give, but basically they'll say, well, these were social constructs that everyone agreed, you know, we'll get along this way if we do such and such. But,
right.
I mean, the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? And people that think that there's not a transcendent source that gave us those values, they're just fooling themselves.
Well, and you know, this is amazing how many people can ride the coattails of a successful country and a successful society. And I have absolutely no doubt. And I've played devil's advocate on it. I've looked at this situation. America, was it founded on Christian principles? Was it founded biblically? You know, what did the founding fathers actually believe? And, you know, I've seen everything from well, they were just deists. And deists, if people don't, here's a simple explanation of what a deist is. A person that, yeah, believes in a higher power or a god, but he's strictly hands off. In other words, he's like a wound clock. If you walk away from him, it's still ticking, but you can't pray and you don't get any prayers answered. You know, it's basically an ineffectual god. That's what a deist is. And I have no doubt, with all the research that I've done into this country, its background, its leaders, who started it, what their intentions were, this was a Christian nation. But you hear the people that want to take God and any scriptures or any reference to God out of public institutions where they need him the most, and schools, I mean, the public school system, they're being taught to be global little creatures, little cookie-cutter UN followers. You know, if you take a look at it in its totality, only a fool or a sage would come to any other conclusion. I mean, it's ridiculous. And many people wrote, you know, foreign writers. I mean, there were a bunch of people that came to this country because they got word that there's this brand new country and it's fired up and it's doing well and people are happy and they wanted to come over and find out why. Well, they found out why, because people were adhering to biblical principle, and the ones that didn't rock the boat.
And I believe it was a Frenchman, I can't remember his name, but he came over in the early 1800s, and he came to see why America was great.
Yep.
And he said, America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great.
And where are we at right now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was the grand experiment for the first time in the history of man, a nation was founded on those principles from Old and New Testament, and liberty and freedom was the result. And, you know, in the whole course of human history, it's just a little blip. Freedom and liberty were a radical new concept, and it was just a blip in a long, dreary history of totalitarianism, of oppression,
butchery.
Yes.
I mean, you name it. And going back, I mean, go back to the Roman days. I mean, they were killing Christians for entertainment.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the bread and circuses continue. And you're right. The one thing that man has quested after since man has been around has been freedom and liberty. And this was the first time that it sought to limit its own influence, government, the size of it, give everything to the people. First time in recorded history that this has ever happened. And people are still sitting around and they're still wondering why America's going down that slippery slope. They don't have a clue as to what made this country great, let alone what's wrong with it now and why it's going to get worse in the future. They have not a clue.
Yes. One quote that I'd like to leave you with, and then I'll get off and let other folks on. And it's in reference to the people. Alexander Hamilton said to Thomas Jefferson during the debates over the Constitution and stuff, he said, "The people, sir, is nothing but a great beast." So beware of trusting the people, too.
There you go. Hey, thanks for your call, Farmer. Appreciate it very much. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
FBI's national security letters threaten online speech. The EFF urges appeals court to find secret subpoena power unconstitutional. New York, New York, InfoZine. This story comes from them. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, joined by several civil liberties organizations and online service providers, filed a friend of the court brief yesterday in the case of Doe versus Gonzalez, arguing that national security letters, referred to as NSLs, are unconstitutional. NSLs are secret subpoenas for communication logs issued directly by the FBI without any judicial oversight. These secret subpoenas allowed the FBI to demand that online service providers produce records of where their customers go on the web, as well as what they read and with whom they exchange email. The FBI can even issue NSLs for information about people who haven't committed any crimes. Which is a lot of us out here, folks. The federal district court has already found NSLs unconstitutional, and the government is now appealing the case. In its brief to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, EFF argues that these secret subpoenas imperil free speech by allowing the FBI to track people's online activities. In addition, NSLs violate the First and Fourth Amendment rights of the service providers who receive the secret government demands. EFF and its co-signers argue that NSLs for Internet logs should be subject to the same strict judicial scrutiny applied to other subpoenas that may reveal information about the identities of anonymous speakers or their private reading habits and personal associations. Well, I would say, don't talk to Tony Blair about that because he wants to get rid of all extremists over there in England. Notice he didn't say terrorists, he said extremists. And that's what we've been called for a long, long time by saying, wait a minute, Constitution. Yes, Constitution. Oh, you guys are anti-government. No, your government is anti-American. Excuse me. The story continues that yet NSLs are practically immune to judicial review. They are accompanied by gag orders that allow no exception for talking to lawyers and provide no effective opportunity for the recipients to challenge them in court. The secret subpoena authority, which was expanded by the USA Patriot Act, could be applied to nearly any online service provider for practically any type of record without a court ever knowing. The Constitution does not allow the FBI to secretly demand logs about Internet users' web browsers and email history based on vague claims of national security, said the EFF attorney and Equal Justice Works, Bruce J. Innes, fellow Kevin Bankston. The district court's decision that national security letters are unconstitutional should have been a wake-up call to the House of Representatives, which just voted to renew the Patriot Act without adding any new checks against abuse. Now, although such protections are lacking in the Patriot Renewal Bill that the House of Representatives recently passed, they are included in the Senate bill. Now, it's not clear whether these protections will be included in the final bill when it reaches the president's desk. EFF was joined on the brief by Center for Constitutional Rights, the Center for Democracy and Technology, the Online Policy Group, Salon Media Group, Inc., Six Apart, I guess that's the name of the company, Limited, and the U.S. Internet Industry Association and Ziplip Incorporated. What we have to do here, ladies and gentlemen, is get rid of the people in government that don't know that they're in office in a constitutional republic, and we have to get people making foreign policy that actually understand what a good foreign policy is. Being in Iraq right now is not a good foreign policy move, any more than it is Afghanistan. By the way, I just thought of something. The gentleman that I had spoken about, the on-air preacher, Mr. Shepherd of Shepherd's Chapel, you may have seen this. Well, folks, I don't sit around and wait for people to make mistakes, or I'm not sitting there perusing everything to look for the bad things. I still have a tendency when I meet people to think the best, and, well, I'm always wary of bad things that happen, of course. I'm not insane. But Shepherd's Chapel has always been pretty biblically correct and right on the mark. Well, until the old boy the other day said that he had a question from one of his listeners about Iraq. And then he launched into the usual dogma. I couldn't believe my ears. You could have been listening to Jerry Farwell. Or you might as well have been listening to Pat Robertson. Or any other Shylock out there. Not a good thing to do. Now, one might say that he's getting a little old and his cheese may be sliding off his crackers a little bit. No, I don't think so. And that is a shame. People that claim to be preachers and have the ears and eyes of millions of people better get their stuff straight. Because like I said, when the book of life is opened, you know, there's no excuses. And here's another thought to consider. Biblically, this is correct, that people that claim to be the purveyors of God's word, guess what? You're even held to a higher standard. Oh, that's right, than the common layman out there. Think about that one. I couldn't believe it. Shepherd's Chapel went over the high side. I guess he believes George Bush is a good, godly man. God of what? I don't know. We'll take the break here. Eric, Joe, Mike, and others will get to all your calls right after this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening. listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Oh, my hero, Alan Dershowitz. I'm so beklept. The left-wing champion of the Israel First policy has been accused of plagiarism by Norman Finkelstein, a political science professor at DePaul University. The new book by Finkelstein asserts that Dershowitz lifted material from another author in writing his book, The Case for Israel. Despite Dershowitz's threat to sue for libel, the University of California's plan to publish Finkelstein's book, Beyond Chutzpah. Sorry, Alan, you lost that one. Back to the phones, Eric in Texas. Hello, Eric.
Hey, good to hear you back on the radio, John.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, I called about another pedigree, your last, our pre-went to break, you talked about Shepherd Chapel Honor Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching him for years. He is pretty interesting. I've learned a lot from him, and yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about when he said about the... He believes also in the government, 9/11 conspiracy theory.
He what?
He believes in the whole, hijackers and the planes and all that too.
You know, there's no excuse for dying ignorant. You might have come into this world this way, but there's no room for excuse to check out the same way.
Oh, I understand. I've written him several letters that he won't read on the air. He's an old Korean, veteran Marine.
Yeah.
And he's really hard. He went through a lot supposedly, and a couple of pretty rough battles and stuff, and he just, he knows, God brought him through it, and you couldn't imagine his government being able to do something like that. That's what it comes down to.
Well, you know, ignorance, you know, I'll steal a line from the NAACP. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Oh, I mean, and I think that he will wake up before, you know, before it's over.
I hope so.
But he's got a lot of people following him, and he gets a lot of support letters. You know, he's 501c3. And so that kind of, he understands how it affects his political speech. And
so is James Kennedy, but I got to tell you something. You've been watching Kennedy lately?
No, I don't have a lot of time to watch the, matter of fact, I record Shepherd's Chapel and watch it on weekends. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got the 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Kennedy did his on-air service.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, if he didn't do enough to get his 501c3 yanked, as a matter of fact, I'm going to bring that in next week, and I'm going to do some excerpts out of that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you could have heard a pin drop in his church. I mean, even the people in the choir weren't sitting there sleeping. They were watching him because he was talking about government, what our role is, what freedom and liberty is all about. He was talking about, not by name, but a few people in Washington, D.C. that think that liberty is a bad idea. I mean, he pulled the plug. He pulled the plug on it, and he was, and the way he prefaced this whole thing was, I'm clearing my conscience here. You know, I can't stand to sit by and watch this and not say anything. And evidently, Mr. Kennedy is getting more political. So, hey.
Well, it's caused, you know, Bush's White House. But one thing that really irritated me about Murray is that during the elections. You know, he couldn't say who to vote for, but he quotes this one scripture about fishing out of the right side of the boat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just irritates me when he went that far.
Right.
But, and you also quote a thing where, you know, they're held to a higher standard, and he quotes that out of Amos, you know, the judgment starts at the pulpit. And that's exactly right, because that's why I think he will wake up, because the reason I called originally is because your farmer, caller before that, he was talking about how Adam, you know, we're all descendants of Adam and stuff. And I've checked this out, and it's absolutely not true. All the races were created on the sixth day, and they were all good. They weren't better or anything. But then on the seventh day, God rested, and on the eighth day, He created Adam. And the whole Bible is about Adam and his, you know, descendants, and which, you know, comes Mary through Christ.
You know, I got thrown out of catechism school. In my younger years, because I asked I guess I've always been good at asking hard questions.
Right.
I asked my catechism teacher, I said, well, look, the way you're teaching this to me is that Adam and Eve, and then Eve kind of took that bite out of that forbidden fruit.
What fruit was that?
Well, it's the apple.
The word apple's not even in the book of Genesis.
No, I understand.
Okay.
But I don't want to do an on-air ministry thing.
I know. Right? I had to call him.
I understand.
Political thing,
but at any rate, I just asked him. I said, look, well, I'm supposed to understand this, that all mankind came from Adam and Eve. And he said, yep, that's correct. I said, and God didn't create any others. And he goes, nope. And I says, well, wasn't there incest? He looked at me like I just put a dagger in his heart, and he threw me out of catechism class, which was the end of my career in St. Mary's school. And you know, I was just absolutely just out of control to ask these questions. And
well, that's a good one, though.
Well, you know,
I mean, if you really want to get him, ask him. Well, when Cain, after he killed, you know, Abel, and he's cast out of the garden, he was sent off to go marry. Who did he marry? In the land of Nod.
That's right.
You know?
That's
all right, John. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Appreciate your call. Joe in Massachusetts. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John. I didn't hear the click. It just took a while. It always, when you come on like that, it's always a little pause. So I got to wait until I hear you. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
And I hope you're on. Are you going to be on regular now? Or are you still going to be off and on?
I'll be on every day. I don't know how regular that is, but I'll be on every day.
Okay. No, like, you know, you're usually on 4 to 6. And
yeah.
I don't. Downloaded all your shows. Boy, it took some time. Your server's, I guess, a little slow. Maybe it'll get fast someday. But I sent you a little donation, too.
Thank you.
You're not afraid to touch topics, like I said to Chris about blind people, and I hope you're not afraid either to do it. I don't think you are. You don't seem like the type. People don't want to touch it, you know. They're afraid of us because we're blind. And
well, it's something they don't understand.
Well, they don't want to understand. They're uncomfortable. They have to learn. You know, like a guy was helping me with Comcast tonight. They have very little system set up for blind people to read their text. They have all this flash stuff, and the computer won't read that. I mean, it's made for sighted people. And I wish all these other internet streams. I heard you the other day before you were off saying that, and you're right about Coast to Coast. They're good shows, but you pay. And I think those streams, live streams, should be free.
I think Coast to Coast makes enough money that, you know, and I know that there's millions of people that listen to Coast to Coast. I know that.
Yes.
But I'm sure they're making tons of money over there. And then they, well, I don't know. I mean, do we want...
$50 per credit card for a year. Come on. You have 100,000 people times 50.
And we're supposedly, we have Patriot networks out there that are charging for online streaming. I mean, what's the deal? What's up with that?
Genesis does the same thing. They charge. They say they need it to pay the bandwidth. And it's very expensive. I don't know how expensive it is if you have bandwidth.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, our the guy that's producing the show right now, Paul, is the guy that hooked us up with his bandwidth, and he takes care of the computers. And I'll tell you what, it depending on the amount of bandwidth you use, it can get pricey.
Yeah.
But price is not an issue here, is it, Paul? So far, we're not overboard. No, yeah, we're doing just fine. And
well,
and how are we supposed to be telling people, hey, you know, we built this wonderful thing, please come visit us, and then you're going to charge them when they show up?
I'm going to suggest the Coast to Coast because I'm a listener. I like that show. I don't know whether you hear it or not.
I try not to, unless Alex is on.
Yeah, Alex is pretty good. he charges too.
Well, he doesn't charge. The network charges, and he's on that network.
Yeah, that's true. But you only have 90 days of Coast to Coast. I think your stream, you have 2005 and 2004, right?
Right, and we archive and we put all of our shows on. As a matter of fact, I just had to get another disk drive today. We've got all of our shows archived, and we maintain those shows because one of these days, I was thinking about this today as I was picking up this hard drive, I know there'll probably be a government case against me sooner or later. And when they come in to do their little raid and steal the hard drives and all the information they possibly can, these hard drives are going to be in a safe location so they can't manufacture something out of thin air. I will have complete record.
Keep a backup.
Yeah.
But my question, Coast to Coast, you can hear back to 2000. I'm going to suggest, as paying customers, it would be nice to have a Christmas gift, even if they won't do it for, that we can download all those shows, because they have a real fast server. It does it in a minute. Yours is like 10 minutes, but maybe sometime it'll get fast. It took me quite a while, the blind person, to download them. I just keep, and at least they're there. I mean, you only have, what, 2 years, but you've archived them, but you only have 2 years up on the server. Is that right?
We have 2004 and 2005.
Yeah, and maybe you'll get more. Now, the audio is pretty good. Could you ever make your, it's better live, but it has a little bit of that, you know, cellular sound. Would that be able to be increased if you increase your, what's it, bit rate or something? I don't know.
My producer is typing right now. He says, picky, picky, picky.
Well, I guess you tell him, if he's blind, you tell him to use his ears like I do. See, people don't understand. I'm sensitive to this stuff,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
I'm very sensitive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're all making money, and I just wish they would give us a nice...
Joe, I will promise you one thing. As money allows, this network will be the best that is out there, period.
Well, how are you doing in your pledge? Because I know my
We are short.
Oh, God.
We are short here, and time's running out, and I was not joking about this. We have done maximum effort here. It is the best network that is out there. I'm familiar with the other networks that have popped up. I see some of their programming. Their expertise with the technical stuff is not that great.
No.
We're the best-sounding network out there, but more importantly, it's the content of the programming.
Yeah.
And I was serious. One day, Gerner was doing my show, Chris Gerner, and I got on the air. This was about two and a half weeks ago. And I said, if we do not make our stated goal by the end of August, I will shut this network down.
Do you think you may shut down?
Well, I'll tell you, and I'm leaving it up to the people. I think I've left no doubt about this, that I can't keep selling stuff off. I can't keep just bumping from day to day to try to survive. Either people are going to support this network, and if I'm worth my salt, you know, then I institute plans that I've talked about to a business plan to fund this network. The gold and silver was starting to fund this network until Robbie Noel decided He wasn't making enough money and left, which left me in a lurch.
It's really too bad. I wish Robbie would have stayed.
Well, and you know what? I wished Robbie would have stayed also. I mean, because I like the guy, and I still like him, but he's one of these hard-headed guys that,
yeah.
You know, he gave himself a time limit, and he wasn't quite where he needed to be, so...
Can't blame him, but in today's society, everybody... One thing I know about you more than some of the other day was you can disagree totally and be on, and be a guest on the show. That guy that didn't agree with Chris, he was a little upset with Chris... But the Spanish guy, but that's the way it is. A lot of networks don't like differences of opinion. We had a lady, I'll go after this, that lost her job here at BV in Boston. She uncovered some stuff from the FBI or something,
mm-hmm.
and she went to management, and they wanted to wait on the story, and she started sending emails how, in behalf of the people at the station, how they were disappointed, and which may or may not be true, and she got canned.
Right.
I mean, these people are afraid to speak out, John.
When I'll tell you something, Joe, when it's fashionable once again to report news honestly and do honest reporting and more importantly, investigative journalism, when that is once again in fashion, then people like this will not get fired.
Yeah, well, before I go, can you read my story? You may take an interest, and I'll call you sometime when you're free off there. Maybe you'll do a show on blind people at my... quick website. It's real short.
What's your website?
It's Joseph, MACHISE.com.
Joseph, well, one more time, slowly.
MACHISE.com. I tried to set a store up. Someone tried to help me.
Okay.
And it's an old phone number on there, so don't worry about it.
All right,
Joe. A picture of my dead cat who's in heaven now.
All right.
She got cancer. I've been through three cats. That's awful. These animals are going down the tubes like we are, too.
I've got three cats at home.
You know, one other thing, maybe you guys, listeners can help me with this. I got a new cat litter. One cat doesn't like it. She goes in the tub. It's that new biodegradable, so I'm trying another kind. What works for these animals? They're stubborn.
Well, if you're not opposed to digging in the litter box, a lot of these absorbent-type litters, I have the automatic boxes.
I don't like that. It's too small. I use a clump because it's easy for me as a blind person.
Right. But well, the clump stuff is good. You may want to just vary. There's several manufacturers out
there. Everclean, I don't like, they say, because it's really dusty.
I don't know about brand names, but I'm just telling you to switch up because the clumping is the best. Joe, I got to run.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Chris in Texas. Hello, Chris.
Hey there, John. I wanted to ask, what was that preacher's name, Kennedy or something, that was talking about?
Yeah, Kennedy.
What's his full name?
Oh, God. Wait a minute. My producer is...
Is he here on television in Austin?
Yeah, he is. James, is it James Kennedy?
James Kennedy. Okay, I want to look out for him. Another thing about Arnold Murray, I was wondering... do you know, or maybe if Alex is listening, Alex Jones could maybe send him a couple of his tapes to help wake him up. Because I heard him the other night, and I was really surprised when he talked about 19 terrorists, you know, bringing down those buildings. And
right. And I'm thinking to myself, Arnold and nine of them are alive and well on planet Earth.
Yeah, one thing woke me up about that was a plane hitting the Pentagon and, you know, Rumsfeld saying a missile. And so that woke me up. And I think I'm going to send to Arnold some... you know, pictures and stuff. I email them with some notations of saying, hey, if the government's lying about Pentagon, they're probably lying about, you know, about the towers.
Well, you know, there's another preacher, TV evangelist, Hagee.
Yeah.
And I went down to his church in San Antonio. I was going to talk with him, and all I had to do was just watch him for 10 minutes. I walked out of the church, never went back in.
Yeah, I hear him. They're real supportive of the government, I guess, because of their tax status.
Well, 501c3, man. I mean, you can't build these bricks and mortar palaces unless you have those 501c3s.
Yeah, and then they get under that pressure.
There you go.
I want to ask you a personal question. Do you think you'll ever get back on a motorbike?
I was just talking to Liz, a volunteer here at the network, and I was talking to her about that specific subject during the last break, and she said, aren't you paranoid to get back on it? I said, I won't know until I get back on it and ride.
Yeah, well, just try to keep your slow speed if you do.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, and it was stupid the way it happened. I had goggles on that it was sprayed with something. I did not have good visibility. I was on a road that had construction on it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going that fast, but evidently I was going too fast for conditions, hit a little bit of loose stuff, and only went 15 feet off the road pile into a pile of dirt.
Well, like I said, I'm glad you made it through, and You don't got two wheels. It's a little more dangerous than four.
Well, I think that was God's way of just yucking it up with me. He said, I'm gonna do something to this kid. I'm going to wake him up here. And just to let him know it was me, I'm not going to leave and let his bike fall over.
He works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, he does.
I have one more comment about the cats. I got plenty of cats here. I just had six more. I need to get rid of some. But I use the, the non-smelly stuff, make sure you don't have any perfumes in it, because I tried that and the cats didn't like it. And also, if it's not clean enough, if it's pretty full, they won't go in it.
Right.
So anyway, I guess that's all I had to say, and all thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Evidently, he liked his bathtub. Evidently, he keeps his bathtub pretty clean. I just had a dog, my 15-year-old, when I left the house today, as he was shampooing carpets because one of the dogs decided he was going to do his thing on the carpet. And I have two dogs, so I don't know which one it is. Ah, but here's the plan. I'm going to put a video camera in the hallway. I will catch the culprit. Wayne in Canada. Hello, Wayne.
Hello there, John. Welcome back to the airways.
Thank you, sir.
Really good to hear you.
It's good to be back, I'm telling you.
I'm glad you're doing better. I wish RBN was doing better.
Well, and it will. It will, and I'll tell you what, it's got to, because I just, nobody else is doing the job that we're able to do here with the talk show hosts that we have and the information we put out. You know, I'm just not happy with maintaining status quo. We have to expand, too, because we got a lot of lemmings out there. People in America
and Canada
in Canada that don't know what's going on. Hey, Wayne, hang on a second. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Wayne in Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, as I was saying, it's just really good to have you back, and RBN is really important to me. It's not a day goes by that I don't listen to at least one broadcast on your streaming audio network.
Well, I appreciate that.
And
spread the word, Wayne.
How many shows over the past year or so that you guys that I've known about you guys?
Well, Wayne, do me a favor, spread the word up there because you've got hate laws
up
there.
I absolutely do, John. And I'll tell you, I've got a little website of my own. It's not a commercial site at all, so I hope you don't mind if I give out the URL for that.
Go right ahead.
It's called abigsecret.tk. That's Tango Kilo. And on there, it's mostly a links page on the front page, and I've got a big fat banner on there for RBN Live. With direct links to your streams. And what inspired me to call was the fellow who was talking a few minutes ago about Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a link on there. I made an extra page. If you scroll down to the bottom of my main page, there is a banner there that says Coast to Coast AM, and right below that it says free links for, or free streams for Coast to Coast that you can listen to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what was your URL again?
It's called A Big Secret, all one word, .tk.
All righty. Well, I appreciate that very much.
So you'll find all kinds of different links on there. But we've also got our own. I've put myself together with a couple of other people. We've put together a little radio network of our own that's just playing music all day, but it's alternative to the crap that you hear on regular radio. And so when you get tired, when people are tired of hearing the ranting and raving going on, tired of hearing the news, they still got another alternative for music that's anti-war, anti-New World Order, and pro-911. Pro-911 Truth, and just trying to get the message out in a different way.
Very good. Well, Wayne, I appreciate it very much because...
some people will check that out as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's all in the numbers. Whether a network survives or it doesn't, I'm more interested. The reason why this network's here is because we're trying to get our country back.
Yep, absolutely.
And if we don't have people that are...
Non-commercial, we're just a few friends that got together and decided, well, we can put up our own streams using our own computers of our own programming that gives an alternative to people that they can tune into. And sometimes it's, most of the time it's just music.
Okay.
Other times it's and when I'm talking about music, I'm talking about music that's, against,
Not the gangster rap that is pervasive in our society or anything.
There's a bit of folk music in there. There's a bit of rock. There's a bit of rap. There's a bit of reggae. There's something for everybody in there.
All right.
It's not the commercial crap that you're going to hear.
Very good. Wayne, thank you. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. And lastly, on this Open Phone Friday, Tim in Connecticut. You're the last call on this edition of the National Intel Report. Go ahead.
How you doing, John?
Hi, Tim.
Glad to hear that you're all right.
Thank you.
Good. All I want to say is that I like all Christians out there to be aware of a book that's called The Illuminati Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written by a man, Solomon Tulbure, T-U-L-B-U-R-E. And they can get this book by going on the website, www.smalleyeuniverse.com. And on page 136, it states very clearly that Mr. Solomon Tulbure is an Illuminati member. And on page 136 of this very intense, very evil book, it states that, in fact, they did create our Bible. And I'm just putting a thing out to all you Christians out there, particularly the Christian folk Western music entertainment world. They walk around these $5,000, $6,000 crosses on their neck. I mean, if you're really true Christians and you really believe in your country and you love your country, why don't you give a couple of $1,000 to John, Alice Jones? I mean, you people have it. Us poor people don't. Instead of, becoming armchair Christians or Christians of word of mouth, why don't you really get out there and just support John and, because I really believe that just Christianity is... it's a conspiracy. I believe in God. I believe that God did create this planet. But I believe there's a very big possibility that Christianity could have been created by the Illuminati to dupe us.
All righty. Tim, we're out of time, and thanks for your call. That'll do it for this edition and this Friday of the National Intel Report. Folks, we'll be back with you Monday with my guest, Greg Szymanski. Tune in then. Have a good weekend, and get busy.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.